And my next guest could sing Vivaldi. She can sing anything, absolutely anything. Ruby Hughes came across Rhiannon Samuels' Clytemnestra, though, based on a tragedy by Aeschylus when she was a BBC New Generation artist. She spent years raising the funds to record it. And we'll talk to her after this. The story itself is very much from Clytemnestra's point of view. She has murdered her husband, but then he had murdered their daughter.
It's done, my lords. The deed is done. The deed is done. It's done, my lords. It's done, my lords. It's done. It's done, my lords. The deed is done. We are happy, exiled, hated, cursed. And what of Agamemnon? Agamemnon! Did you banish him? You did not dare oppose this man who, when his own fields were wet with flocks, chose instead to kill his daughter. Will you have me exiled, cast, hated? Then what of Agamemnon? Agamemnon! You did not dare oppose this man who, when his own fields were white with flocks,
Defiance from Rhiannon Samuels' Clytemnestra with Ruby Hughes and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Hank van Steen. Well, the story, of course, it's a murderous one. Clytemnestra very rarely gets her voice to be told when it comes to the myths. It's very much from Agamemnon's point of view. But then, as I said before, he had murdered their daughter, so maybe it's not surprising she murdered him. Anyway, Ruby Hughes will tell us all about it. It's wonderful to have you with us. You got absolutely fascinated by this piece and the story when you were a BBC New Generation artist.
Yes, yeah. Tim Thorne, who was the then producer of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, he showed me the score and asked me if I'd be up for learning it. And it took a few weeks of looking carefully and seeing whether I could manage it vocally, because it's really out of my comfort zone in many ways. It's sort of, just in terms of the way it was written, it's very virtuosic, but it's also incredibly lyrical. And it's also got a really large range. It was written for Della Jones, so it's got the sort of depth of the vocal writing that she, you know, she was so fantastic.
Yeah, she's very, very powerful, sort of magisterial. But, I mean, interestingly, obviously Rhiannon Samuels was thinking of her, but she said when you did it, it was lovely to see it had another life and you'd given it something else. You had given the role another meaning.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
So it's very much from Clytemnestra's point of view. Is it totally from her point of view? Is she justifying the killing of her husband?
Yes, it's really complex and really layered, and it's wonderful to be able to express all the different emotions and in six different scenes. So it follows a really sort of coherent trajectory dramatically. And we see and feel and hear Clytemnestra in so many different moods. And, you know, it's sort of quite Marlerian and Bergian in the sense that Rhiann has got such an astounding way of writing for voice and orchestra. It's so nuanced. She understands the colours of the orchestra, yeah, and she understands how to be really intimate too, and how to bring, you know, the players right down and to have the voice speaking and singing, yeah, intimately.
It's quite exciting, but also quite a challenge for some. I mean, you could coast through any of the main part of the repertoire, which you do brilliantly and are celebrated for. And there's always must be a danger in taking on something like as demanding as this.
Yeah, it did. It definitely challenged me, but it sort of challenged me in all the right ways. I wanted to make sure that it sat within my range first and foremost, and that it did. It took me a few months to learn it, and I really loved the process of learning it and getting to know her character, and also musically.
You had to be quite persuasive, I think, to get the recording on track, didn't you?
It was hard raising the money.
It's not something we think sort of artists have to do, really.
Well, I didn't have my son at that point, so I had more time, in a sense, to give towards raising the money. And we were very, very fortunate and lucky to have some.
Well, there it is. Support. And you talked about, I suppose, the influence of Mahler and Berg on Rhiann Samuel, and that's what you've chosen to put on the recording as well. I mean, we're going to hear some Mahler, and I suppose we're more traditional repertoire, or maybe that's a foolish thing to say. It's from the sort of Rückertlieder. How do you feel about these? You've still got to invest a lot of emotion in them, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I spoke to Rhiann when we were thinking about the disc, and as it happens, she was really heavily influenced by Mahler and Berg. And they are two of my absolute favourite composers, and I'd happened to have sung those two cycles as a new generation artist. So they were in the repertoire. I knew I loved singing them with orchestra. So we programmed them together with Rhiann's piece, and yeah, they fit really well, actually. It's a sort of an interesting trajectory historically. Yeah.
Well, here we are. There are two. Was Blicke mir nicht, do not look into my songs. You know, what's this about? You know, we mentioned even bees don't look at what they create.
Yes.
And you know, I breathed, ich hatte mit einer Lindenduft. I breathed a soft or mild fragrance. Do they have meaning for you beyond what the obvious is, the sort of narrative?
Oh, the first one, I think, is just. Was Gustav telling Alma not to look into his scores before they're finished.
Fair enough.
And then, the second song is very exotic and sensual and intimate. And, yeah, it's a beautiful love song.
You can do all those things. Thank you very much indeed, Ruby.
Thank you.
Two of Mahler's Rooked Lieder with Ruby Hughes, my guest on the programme at the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Jack van Steen, and it's a new recording of the BIS label that also has Rhiannon Samuels' Clytemnestra. It's out now. Also, new disc in the autumn of Handel Brocker's Passion with the Academy of Ancient Music and Richard Egar, and there's Wigmore Hall coming up with Tre Voci Trio on the 9th of March, and then a BBC lunchtime recital. Isn't that right, Ruby?
Yes, whenever
that is, and then Manchester and Richmond in March as well. Do you know when they? We'll look it up when the lunchtime recital is. That is a BBC lunchtime recital.
Yes, it is. Yeah, with Natalie Klein and Julius Drake.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for being with us. And I know you just met all the candy masons outside.
Yes.
And
yeah,
Sheku is quite an effect, not just us on the record buying public, but I gather Django, who's 2.5, is a big fan.
He's a big fan, yeah. He loves listening to him and watching him on YouTube, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank goodness the rising generation is with us.
Exactly.
Hope you're listening, Django. Don't go away. Don't go to sleep yet, please. Thank you. Ruby, thank you very much.
A big pleasure. It's lovely to see you.
Well, great you're here, as always. We have Hard Shelley playing Rachmaninoff next, one of the last pieces he wrote in Russia, published in 1917, quite a year of revolutions, the one which toppled the Tsar, and then later the one that brought in Mr. Lenin and the Bolsheviks. Rachmaninoff left, and he never came back.